na 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 na.
I don't know what's happening.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes.
Yes. You know, I've been thinking about the years we've been together, and trust me, I've got a song for you and only you.
Rudy Rich knew that much.
This one is a special.
May not forget my girl. Babylon don't disturb. La 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 la. You know I'm a new friend. Now I'm a new friend. No new friend. No new friend. No new friend. We know I'm a new friend. Never gonna cry for you. Though my love is true. Never gonna cry to you. My heart won't let me do. Even though I tried with you. A lot of crazy things you do. My love for you will never end. But I never gonna
cry. Right about now, we reached the time in the show. We got our life. We got our life for guests, special guests. Live right about here, rightsupmagazine.com. It's all about the up-to-time radio show. So right about now, I'm going to see it. Davil, are you here? Are you in the building? Davil?
Yo, what are you doing?
Well, we're there, man. And we want to say greetings and respect for being on the up-to-time radio show right here on rightsupmagazine.com. Before we get away, Davil, whereabouts in the world are you right about now? Which part in the world are you at this very precise moment?
Yeah, we're right now in the US, you know. We're in New York right now, you see.
Right now, we got some questions for the eye right now. Because it's got to be an honor. I must say it's an honor to have you on the show. And with the new releases, what's out there at the moment, we've got loads of crazy releases coming from you at the moment. The last album released last year, the Ichiban album, what's making crazy sales right now around the world. What's going on with that? What's going on with that?
Yeah, well, I never know. Just, you know, just a walk, you know, and study my business. Take the time and do a thing when I really rush nothing. You feel me? When I don't have to waste thing. You see, so at this moment, if you notice, they get a brand new thing when they know from for sure the records. They have some more thing in the making, but and them say one cook a full basket, and then I rush from the basket overflow. I get the man say, we're just taking the time and presenting my vibe and my thing to the people. Isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So for the people, some of the people, let's take you back in some of the history of the of yourself, Davil. Some of the history where you started up as a singer, how your career started, where it began. We'll take you back to the roots for the people to find out how it all started. Where did it come about?
Yeah, well, in terms of the old musical inspiration and thing, I've been musical inclined from birth, and as my mother would say, you know, I've been singing from in our room, is it? But, right through high school, and right through the church, and, you know, for the fox above, and around the old man and thing, and used to follow him go to the studio, and you don't know, was in the midst of certain artists, vintage artists like Supercat and Early B and Little John, Tristan Palmer, all of them Monday. As I look at you, I used to be in them presence. They get the message, and I see the world musical movement at that time. You see me? So the whole influence that, you know, kind of start from them early days. Do you get me?
So it's a case of you started off in the church, like a lot of singers, like in Jamaica, it's our background, our roots, our culture. Growing up in Jamaica, it's one way, it's the other way, but a lot of us, we started off in the church, and we our parenting, our schooling, it's just how we're brought up, and you took it from in the church perspective. You took that and you made something out of that, and you and turned your vocals into a talent, should I say? Then,
yeah, man, definitely. And I remember too, when I was school, you know, we never had to play certain things. We had to play music straight. You get the message, and you know, with me, you know, Mr. Youth, we used to listen to our type of music. We talk about like R&B. Jazz, you know, soul, alternative rock. You get the message? All them things, the pop. Davil was into that from from earlier. So if you listen to my music right now, you can hear certain influences of the genres of music that I used to listen to back in them days, you know?
Yeah, so that's right. And from coming from what we know of DeVille, from well, in my history, going back to what I know about DeVille, I know DeVille from early days when you were part of a Raw Perspective. Tell us a bit about that, or should we say ARP? Tell us about
ARP. You know, is a group where we just basically me and some friends come together and start off a group thing. 'Cause them days there. You know what I mean? The American influencers like Boyz II Men and Jodeci, Silk and them on there, around the place with music and then. We decided to want to do a Jamaican version of that, you know? So, you find to me, you know, when a couple of other friends come together, form a group, just for a fun thing. Next thing we know, it became a serious thing.
Yeah.
It's the best record, couple of things, it's like the people that just stick on to it and the whole thing just kick off on a different level. You see me?
Yeah, so it's a case of for all right. Let's I got something for the listeners right now. Before I go any further, for the listeners, what I want to do, I want to play a track from DeVille before we go any further with the interview with DeVille, and then we're gonna get back to him in a short few. So I'm gonna play this one from DeVille right now. Yeah,
man,
baby girl, you know your love is stained in my memory. So right now. Got to sing this song so you remember me. John of Hollandaville. Sing!
I'm thinking about you.
Bada bang, bang, bang.
Girl, I miss you.
Serious thing.
Maybe ever since that day you went away. Yes. I can't live without you.
No way, 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 way.
So DeVille, that track there, always on my mind. You and the original of that, you had an original version of that track, and it had so much sales. Am I right in saying the popularity of that song made you have to re-release it again and made an album out of it called On My Mind? But was it not previously released, that track?
Yeah, man, on my mind, the original version of Mary Lou was what really broke up and started mashing up the place and became like one of my monster hits. You feel me? So, you know, even way before the remix of the song had done already set. It was already there, it was already written in stone, it was already a hit song, I get an answer. But I guess the remix, you could say, helped to really, you know, solidify the fact that it's supposed to be at a level. You get me?
Yeah. So like how we're on it, and like you're live on air right now for Rise Up, give us something live on the phone. Give us something from it. What you got? What's new?
Wake up to know I'm thinking about you, all my lady, and girl, I miss you. Oh, yeah. And maybe ever since that day you ran away, yeah. I can't live without you. My lady's always on my mind. Always on my mind. You're always on my mind. Oh, yes. Girl, you're on my mind. Every time.
Mad thing, crazy thing, for real, man. I mean, I tell you, DeVille, that track, it, like we said, it's a scorcher, it's a hot scorcher. Whilst you're here, I'm gonna play this one, Never Gonna Cry Again. Before we go into this one, Never Gonna Cry Again, tell me a bit about the production. Who's on production on this one?
Yeah, we don't know the production still. You know, the rhythm was built by DeMarco.
Okay.
Yeah, the artist DeMarco built the rhythm. Dragon Start Rhythm. The production, no, you don't know, Sir J. Brown and Otamas after shows the record, and then do the production from this one.
Okay, listeners, you're hearing that. This one is DeMarco produced the rhythm on this one. Yeah, DeMarco, same one, the artist. and the producer, DeMarco, yeah? So you catch that Rise Up magazine, hear that for us.
But make it straight and make it clear. DeMarco built the rhythm.
Yeah.
The production was done by Fashozi Records by Jay Brown and O. Thomas. In return, after my voice, my song, DeMarco loved the energy of the rhythm, so invite a song from the rhythm too. And then told them at around hear the rhythm, love the rhythm and write a song from the rhythm too. Is it right, sir?
Yeah. Well, the first...
hear the rhythm, love the rhythm, and then come write a song from it too. So it is a fashion of it. I go, I'm good.
Well,
the
first piece I heard on the rhythm was They're Never Gonna Cry. That was the first piece where I got on the rhythm. And then I got the full rhythm with DeMarco, Tony Mataran, Vegas, and the rest of them on the rhythm as well. But I must say...
because hear me, Rudy. Hear me. The people, I mean, them are not hear that. Them hear the rhythm and hear so the rhythm hot. You see, that don't do right there. You already know, sir. From an part of the apartment. So I just want to think about... Big up, Mataran, or whatever. Big up, Mataran, look at the cell phone now. It's a matter of the market big it yourself.
Matchy.
Matchy boy. You don't know. Man.
Yeah, for real. So, like right now, like you mentioned, Fashoy Records, yeah? JJ and the crew. Tell us about, you've been working with that company for a while now, yeah? So, if the people want to get Deville on a track, or if they want to book Deville, tell us a bit, how are they going to go about that to get hold of Deville?
It's simple, man. It's simple. So, you have a number. This is a number you should call. 347-572-4214. If you never hear the first time, get a pen and paper and get ready again. 347-572-4214. Or you can email Fashozi, Fashozy @gmail.com. And if you can't find anything, just Google Deville. You get all the information you want, especially from MySpace. You get the message if you want to check out Deville and the world movement of what's going on. Check out www.myspace.com/DevilleMusic1. The number one. Mad.
That's right. You're hearing that right here. It's all about RiseUpMagazine.com, Deville Live. And before we get, time is not on our side too much, but you know what? I'm going to play a couple more Deville. I got this. We got the Hey Now, the latest single. Is this from a forthcoming album or is this a single release?
Here I go. Right now, we're just working on a chicken and a jerk. You see, we're just doing music. So it's possible that this song will be on a new album. As well as, it might just be a single. You know my thing already, it's unpredictable, yeah.
So is it at the moment there's an album in the making? Is there an album?
Yeah, there is an album in the making. Right now, we're working on an album right now, but in the mix of us working on the album, I was just in the studio, just playing around with this song while we were doing other musical composition for the album. And the musician, them hear it and I said, boy, you love it, if you write a tune, then I said, why is one just kidding? You know what I mean? I'm not serious. And they're like, well, we love it. I think you should voice it then. That is how I end up doing the song.
All right. So we're going to feature this track, and we're going to get back to Deville again. This one is entitled Hey Now, brand new for March 2010. Yeah, let's feature it.
Strictly I-grade, we smoking. Strictly I-grade, we smoking. So watch it back my life.
Brand new from Deville.
When I'm smoking my herbs, Babylon don't disturb. The meditation I'm holding is nowhere on this earth. I have many battles ahead, so you can read your
heart. You are tuning to Rise Up Radio Online, www.riseupmagazine.com. Don't touch that dial, keep it up.
So, Deville, this one's for the smokers, yeah?
Them searching my car. There's a hole in the roof. I know I look suspicious, but Babylon, you've got no proof. Hey, Babylon, you better free up the thing. This is a war you can't win. You can lock me up, but I won't give in. Hey, now, I grin smoking with
it. Summer artist. What are you thinking about the old change of the dancehall at the moment, the reggae scene at the moment? Where is it at? There's several sections I want to touch here at the moment. Yeah, first of all, I'm going to touch on the topic of like the sales of the music right now, since the decline of record sales over the last years, where things have gone from vinyl record to CD and again transferred now to MP3 over the net, that kind of thing. What has that done for the industry, as for artists like yourself in the business in general?
Yeah, well, really and truly, and this is just my personal take on the matter, yeah? To everything, there's a positive effect and a negative effect, yeah? In terms of the technology that's been introduced to music, it has made us as artists plus our material more accessible, you know what I mean, and a wider range. But at the same time, it also gives people ways and means to bootleg and to get music without even paying or even compensating you for your work. The free downloads and the free sharing of files and everything, that, you know what I mean, does have some negative impact. See, but we, you know, as artists, especially me, I can't even sit down and not even break my vibe from doing what I love, which is just music overall. You know, I have to just find different ways and means to be more effective with my art. You understand?
Yeah.
So it has been good, it has been bad too, but I don't know. I just saw the thing set up.
So, and in the scene of like the whole reggae itself, then apart when not the sales now, we're talking about the whole reggae scene at the moment. Do you think reggae is being perceived in a positive light at the moment, or would you say that at the moment there's like a lot of negativity? Like last year there was a whole violence issues, so they say. With the whole Gully and Gaza thing in Jamaica, even though we know you're not mixed up in that directly, but would you say those things have had a negative effect on the reggae music and the dancehall community in general? Or would you say now, because of the artists who's come back on a level now and kind of sorted out their differences, things are looking up on that side? Or is this a thing what's going to be there? Something where you can't get rid of. It's just a generation thing. What would you say about, just the whole reggae and dancehall thing at the moment in general? Do you think it's being seen in a positive light around the world, worldwide?
Yeah, honestly, to go on the Gaza thing, I am neither either. You get me, sir? Me, just believe, sir, right now to the music stand, to where it's at. It really broke down the moral fiber of the music, not all the music, but the look at Ireland where it create the music, even the moral fiber of the island itself and the people limiting themselves. You know, the standards and the values have really gone down. And a lot of people have blamed the music because we have a role to play in terms of being role models. Yeah?
Yeah.
But you can just leave it up to we as artists to do that. See? It starts from the home, the mothers. And the fathers that need to be fathers to them kids and not the standard man watching them youth grow. See? The mothers that need to be mothers to them kids. Same way. See? Because sometimes it's like the mother and the father practice for the youth and come up and switch. If the mother and the father, I say, boy, boy, me love the tune, and I sing it around them and I play it around them, they might come under the same mentality too. Towards the same kind of music, towards the same kind of vibe and the same kind of energy. You feel me?
Yeah.
Now, in terms of artists and all them do them thing and whatever they're practicing and preaching, that's not my business. See? They have their role to play. They have their role to play individually, and I have mine. You feel me? I'm responsible for Davil and what Davil is putting out there. You get the message? So all I can say is, for sure the record is doing a great job. I don't think that I don't think that I can be a mother or father to any of these guys. See? Them are one big man and them one big woman. See? Them for more say, God don't give you a talent and say, okay, go out there and minister to my people then. You know what I mean? That will a minister. But now, so take up a gun and kill a guy. See me and say, whatever I practice is what I preach. You feel me? In terms of my music.
Yeah. You see? Yeah, man, for real, thing. Real thing.
I mean, before the still, Rudy, I don't smoke weed still. I mean, not anymore. I used to back way back. I don't smoke weed.
Simple. See? Yeah.
I don't smoke weed, but I have nothing against it.
For real, everybody do their thing. Everybody do, yeah, so go ahead. Everybody do their thing differently.
Yeah.
And you respect.
Yeah, and we all know. I mean, as a youth growing up, you have to try. And I've tried it before. It doesn't work for me because here I go. And if I didn't really take up weed smoking, I wouldn't have the voice for me after I know fair thing to the people then. You feel me? I said, my voice, if I look a cigarette scent, come near my voice, I start cook like a lizard. You feel me? I said, but that's just me. See? And because of that, I don't mess with the thing. You feel me?
Yeah.
See, but I have no problem with it. It's something that is created by God Almighty, so why should I try to have something against what God creates? Who's me? God of God, a man of man.
Straight thing, man. So, right now, you've heard it from the man himself, Daville, yeah? And, you know, like we said, representing, and we have to say, big up the Fash Zoe Records, yeah? Because from a longer while, you've been representing with the Fash Eyes record, yeah? From a longer while.
Yeah, man.
It's not just the other day, because originally your would I be right in saying originally you started off on Penthouse Records?
Yeah, you don't know Donovan German, you know. I was once within the Penthouse crew. You know what I mean? But that was way back when, but just a start off before we got the really big break, you know?
Yeah. So, like we said, Daville, before you go anywhere, is there anything what you want to leave with the listeners right now? Any word for the up and coming artists, any other producers? Like apart from, we know, keep the message clean. Is there anything what you want to leave with the listeners? Any tour dates or anything like that? You want any information you want to get to the listeners before we change and go on the next side?
Yeah, well, in terms of tour, you don't know, we'll put the tour together right now. The tour should be kicking off in a couple of weeks. You know what I mean? And this tour, this is a pre-album tour to support the release of my next album. You understand?
Yeah.
You know, management working on that right now. You get me? In terms of young upcoming artists, I just want to say, be true to yourself, be true to your craft, and, you know, your vibe. Don't try, it's all right if you want to listen to an ex-artist, you know, and grasp certain things and emulate, but don't emulate too much. You have to be an artist within yourself, with your image, seeing, and your presentation of what you represent. You feel me? Mm-hmm. See, the pie is big, it's out there, there's a slice for everyone. You feel me? Don't watch the one demo feel like the pie is all for them. Remember, as long as you work hard, and you put out your effort, it's going to be recognized. You feel me? If you put the best foot forward. My fans, then, they don't know, big up on themselves every time, saying, the whole of Europe, the whole of London, the whole of UK, no matter where you're there, if you're tuning for me and listen, that will love enough. Much respect for Shows the Record and the whole team. DJ, Rudy, you see me, I say?
To the real. To the real. Okay, Daville, thanks. Once again, enough respect for being on the show.
No, for sure, the for life, right?
Do the rich kill them all before?
I'm going to tell them, son, DJ Ronell. And I'm going to say, Daville, I represent. So I'm going to read them, Chuck. Show them what's done, you know?
Yes, I'm jump and sound. Oh, Rudy Rich is gonna kill you. Nobody can save you. Somebody, in the matter of the play, you cannot get away. Yes, Rudy Rich is gonna kill you. From your knees, run them somewhere tonight. From your disrooted rear.
You had it from DeVille Life and Direct right here on RiseUpMagazine.com. The Up to Time Radio Show. I have to say enough respect to the Fashoys Records for making things happen. JJ Brown, big up yourself. DeVille, my special guest for tonight, big up yourself.
This last is real. Set up and don't you fool yourself. Rudy Richard in a one day, no one day.
You are tuned in to Rise Up Radio Online, www.riseupmagazine.com. Don't touch that dial, keep it locked.
Come on. Yeah, listen. If you think you're hurting me, girl, you're just hurting yourself. You can go on with the flirting.
That's why you had it live from DeVille.
With someone else.
The only second to last release from DeVille.
This girl,
on the Dragon Star Rhythm. This is the track we've been talking about. Produced by DeMarco. Released by Fashoys Records. JJ Brown Production.
I'm joking, girl, but I was behaving myself.
That's right, released by Fashoys Records.
I'm joking, girl, but I...
Track entitled Never Gonna Cry, DeVille.
Listening to what the people are saying, but girl, all those people are wrong. Come on, come on. Never gonna cry for you, though my love is true. Never gonna cry to you, my heart won't let me do. Even though I tried with you, I know the crazy things you do.
Rudy Rich, put up that, put up that. That one, they're terrible, horrible. I'm not speaking parable. A ruffian said that.
Hear me, son of man, let them know, say, I chill like I represent for Road to Rich. You know, when them say, up to the time show, you know. This on every Wednesday, you know. Just, they ain't
know. You can go on with the flirting beat, but girl, try that with someone else. The only thing that is killing me is, girl, I have done nothing wrong. Come on, come on, girl. You may think I'm joking, girl, but I was behaving myself. Other girls would be joking, girl. Chose you just for myself. Listening to what the people are saying, but girl, all those people are wrong. Come on, come on. Never gonna cry for you, though my love is true. Never gonna cry to you, my heart won't let me do. Even though I tried with you, I know the crazy things you do. My love for you will never end, but I'll never gonna cry again. Come on, I'm never gonna cry again. Baby, so I thought I was over you, but I am loving you more each day. Girl, all the things you do keep hurting me.
That's right, I want to big up everybody logged into the chat room right about now. Big up yourself, Paul Max, Sarah, big up yourself, Cindy. Fudgy, big up yourself. Daisy, big up yourself. First time I'm seeing you right here, Rise Up. Big up yourself. Keisha Goodness. Ready?
I'll be there.